Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, how are you today? This is the Zurian Show. I want to welcome everybody for listening today, and thank you for listening today. Today we're going to have what I think is going to be a very good show, a very popular show that should go over well. As always, we ask that that you share the show with other people and that you continue to listen to us. And we again want to thank everybody that presently is listening to the Zurian Show and let you know that we truly appreciate the fact that you guys are sharing your valuable time with us. Because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Without you, we wouldn't have, without Blog Talk Radio, we wouldn't have a forum. And without the positive replies and kickback that we get from people that actually do listen to our shows, we wouldn't be inspired to continue to provide the type of service that we provide to each and every one of you on a regular basis. I recently got a couple of replies from some people asking, you know, when are we going to start having more shows? Well, we originally planned to have more shows, but due to, what is that old saying, life gets in the way, sometimes we don't have as many shows as we'd like to. And that's another reason why we think that Blog Talk Radio is a great forum for what we do and how we do what we do. Because of the fact that even though we're not on necessarily every day like some shows are, we are able to provide a quality show when we are on. And the fact that the shows are, the fact that the shows are scheduled, and actually if you look at our Facebook, you'll also notice that on occasion, on actually most occasions, we actually do blog or post the particular shows that are coming up on Facebook, which also gives the time and the dates for the shows that are going to be aired in the future. Anyway, again, we want to thank everybody for continuing to listen to the shows and continuing to support us, because, again, we are truly grateful. Today's show is praying for change and taking action for change. Okay, praying for change. Praying for change is something that I think a lot of us get wrong. I think a lot of us misunderstand what it's actually supposed to be in what we're doing and how we're doing what we're doing. Praying for change starts, is just one part, I believe, of the overall meaning of prayer and the overall meaning of faith. Faith is a powerful tool. And with the right faith and the right desire, there's nothing that you can't achieve. There's nothing that you can't conquer. There's nothing that you can't, you know, get into or go into, as long as you also base that with the proper knowledge and education so that you can move forward in that task. But again, you're pretty much unstoppable. A person with faith and a person with the power of prayer behind them is a very powerful and in some cases, unpredictable thing. And that unpredictability is also one of the things that adds power to what you do as a person that believes in prayer. First off, when I say a person that believes in prayer, please let me make sure that this is totally clear. I don't really think that it matters what your particular religious beliefs are, in the sense of what particular religion in which it is that you choose to follow, or what particular path you choose to follow in your dedicated path of worship. So whether you're a Buddhist, a monk, a Christian, apostolic, Episcopalian, Muslim, You know, that particular part of it doesn't matter. It's the faith. It's the faith and belief that you have in an almighty power. And if that almighty power is a faith where you believe that there is also a God, but also that you are a God in the sense that you are a child of God, or that you are a product of God, or that you carry the Spirit within you, I pretty much think that everybody's pretty much on line with that. However, please understand that each and every one of us are going to be made accountable for our actions. That accountability not only talks about when you go up to the next level, or when you pass and go to heaven, or whatever it is that you want to call, you know, your just reward. I think that fee, that responsibility, that purpose is something that you also need to carry out here on earth. Depending on your religious beliefs, you know, look at it this way. Think of the earth that we live on, and the world that we live on, as basically your chance to pass a lifetime of tests. Each day, each morning, when you wake up and you're thankful for another day, you're being given the opportunity to prove to your higher being or your higher power that you are worthy. That means that sitting in a church and praying on Sunday or Saturday or Friday or the Sabbath or whatever it is, the day in which you choose to worship, that's not enough, you know, and that's not going to get you in. It's also good works. It's also good deeds. It's also good thoughts. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I think many of us need to stop for a second, and we need to step out of the paradigm that we're in and into a bigger paradigm, into a larger world. I mean, when you think of God, and we're just going to call him God in general, you are dealing with and thinking of an infinite power, you know, an all-encompassing being. However, how could you possibly look at that and get an understanding of that all-encompassing power and that supreme being if everything that you do is in a box? If everything that you do is in this small little window of knowledge with one little person or preacher or a group of people in that particular grouping trying to tell you or give you their interpretation of God's will or the Lord's wants or needs or purpose or mission for you, I think that that's a very myopic way of looking at things. Why do I believe that? Because if we're looking at something that is the control and the power of all things, is the force that drives us, is the force that makes us what we are, that also brings life to everything that we are, which maintains the fabric of reality as we know it as human beings, then for you to take one person's view, or for you to particularly choose a church, and mind you, remember something too with that word that I just said. You chose that church, all right? Why did you choose that church? You chose that church. You chose that synagogue. You chose that temple. You chose that place of worship because something in it fit you. Well, here's the problem. What if there's something in you that's not right? What if there's something in the way that you're interpreting things that is wrong? We are all given miscommunication and misdirection, not necessarily on purpose. A lot of times that the people that help us and the people that guide us and the people that give us information don't give us information planning to steer us in the wrong direction. They give us information based on their beliefs, based on their principles, based on the things in which they hold dear. That does not necessarily make them true. Again, because your grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, or your best friend, cousin, husband, wife, sister, brother, chose a particular path, that does not mean that that path is for you. Again, I'm one of those people that's very much into positive reinforcement, also positive development, also growth, also having an open mind to understand and try to learn as many things as I can, knowing that there are a million, a billion, a quadrillion things, or a trillion things that are above my level of knowledge, above my level of comprehension, above my level of truly grasping in the way that it may need to be grasped so that it can be fully understood. So for somebody to tell me that their their particular religion is right, or their particular religion is the one and all and the all and only, where if you have been born in Japan, you may be into Buddhism. If you'd have been born in Iraq or Kuwait, you might have been a Muslim. That would mean that your birth location has nothing to do with your religion. However, we get a lot of people that believe that because their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, or whomever it is that they feel is their guiding light and got them into a religious mindset was correct. You could be grossly wrong. So, in that particular genre, we all need to accept and embrace everybody's religion as long as it is not causing harm, as long as it is not hurting anybody, and as long as it has a positive tone and a positive outlook on life and respects every and all religions and respects every and all people, animals, all of the above. Because everything that moves and everything that doesn't move, be it that it's man-made or not man-made, on one level or another, is a creation of God. It's a creation of a higher force. Because if God didn't want it to happen, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? If you truly believe, then you know that it wouldn't have happened. Again, none of us are perfect. We are all subject to fail. We all have different lessons that we need to learn and different things that we need to listen to. And sometimes we need to hear that message and get that message on a regular and repeated basis until we comprehend. Comprehension is a point of view. Understanding is a point of view. Grasping a particular thing and truly grasping it. Remember the grapevine effect. All right, or as a gentleman said recently, he was talking about the miscommunication tree. One person gets the story. They disseminate said story to another person. They put their spin on it. That doesn't mean that that story is going to remain the same. They may have emphasis on another area than the other person that had given them the story. So they're going to change it. They change it as they make it theirs. Anyway, my belief that prayer is a powerful thing. Faith is a powerful thing. However, faith without action, faith without you taking a stand and doing the things that you need to do to move whatever it is that you need to move or to support whatever it is that you need to support forward, is a waste of your time. It is a disservice not only to your religion but to yourself and to others. I believe that each and every person that was put on this earth was put here for a reason. I think that that reason is to make this world a better place, to make this world more in the lines of, we'll say, heaven or Ivana, to make this world a better place for every individual that lives in it. In order to do that, then we need to do some soul searching, and we need to take some action. Ladies and gentlemen, there are more people in the world that need help than the people in your church. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we are in one of the most financially stressful times in our entire life. All right, for some people, this is their Great Depression. And the Great Depression had a great effect on our nation, on our world. We also live in a market where everything is connected. It no longer matters if something happens in China and it's just in China, or something happens in Russia and it's just in Russia, you know, or it happens in the Middle East or Japan or what have you. Nowadays, we live in a global market. If something happens in Japan, it's going to affect your costs and your ability to purchase goods and acquire goods and market goods and all of that here in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to drop this ridiculous belief that it's, you know, I'm only going to take care of my household. I'm only going to take care of my stuff. Now, mind you, we all need to take care of our problems. We all need to grab a hold and do the things that we need to do that are responsible to take care of our own. But I see so many people that live in this little fog, this fog that doesn't exist, this world that's not real. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you work a job, you need to do some other things. Because guess what? If your job ends, you're done. Ladies and gentlemen that are about to retire, you need to get hobbies. You need to get friends outside of that group of people that you work with, outside of that group of people that you go to church with. Again, why did you pick those people? You picked those people because you guys were of like minds. However, is that like mind a positive like mind? Is that relationship, is that association, is that affiliation, is that church, is that job, is that social interaction supporting you? 97% of the people that are in any of these particular organizations, groups, or powers, those places are not serving you. You're serving them, but they're not serving you. These entities are supposed to be able to help to serve you. If they're not serving you, and I don't mean just agreeing with you, what you agree with, just, you know, putting a check mark in your box so that you can claim you're going someplace. I recently put something out on one of the social medias, and I really got no response from it. I'm not surprised, but I really got no response from it. The response was, if you were to go to your maker right now, would you pass the test? Would you meet the expectations that your own religion, that your own supposedly belief actually is structured? Or would the power above, with the person up high, with the power up high, with the almighty, drop you like you're hot? As in, you were wrong, you were greatly wrong, he gave you indications on what you could do right, you failed to do any of them, and now you're going to see the other guy. You're not going upstairs to get your chariots, and you're not going to get your wings, and you're not going to get your halos, because all this time you've been evil. All this time you've been an agent of, we'll say, Satan, and definitely not an agent of heaven or an agent of the Lord or an agent of the Almighty. You've been the opposite of that. Here's the weird thing. I think most of us have an idea whether we're going to go one way or the other, and we're lying to ourselves. We're trying to find ways to justify the heinous, unnecessary, hateful, self-fulfilling things that we do for ourselves. Mind you, many years ago, I used to think that rich people were evil. I no longer think that. What I realize is that rich people had the cojones to do the things that they needed to do. And the really good rich people, they've taken that money, they've taken that power, they've taken that influence, and they're doing positive things with it. They're not asking for permission. They're not looking for you to pat them on the back. They're not looking for your acceptance. They're living a life that you could never live. And the bad part is, they're living a life that most of you will never live. Why? Because your views are too myopic. Your views are too self-orientated. Your views are too shallow. Your views have no substance, and you have no substance. Okay, I know that I got a little bit rough there, but I'm just telling it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling it like it is. If you don't have what you want, you need to get off your butt, and you need to do the things that you need to do. You need to step out of your comfort zone, and you need to live a life and make your life a life worth living, all right? As somebody said to me recently, you need to play full out. You need to get off your butt, stop making your unserving excuses, and do the things that you need to do. If you're not going to do them, get out of the way, all right, because there's somebody else that will. If you're not going to step forward, then leave the people that will step forward alone. Allow them to step forward and do the things that they need to do so that they can be a success, so that they can help that mother that you're looking at on television saying, oh, that's a shame, but you're not in a position to do anything to help that person because you wouldn't get off your tail and do what you needed to do to prosper, so that if that person does need help and they truly need help because they're in a situation that's not of their causing, you could have been their savior. You could have been their angel. You could have been the person that gave that mother the money that she needed to have the surgery to save her child. You could have been that person that helped that family stay in their house, but you were too lazy, you were too selfish, and you were too individually one-minded to do the things that you needed to do so that you could have the power, the finance, the ability, and the influence to help people, to be a true leader, to be a true person of God, to be somebody that's truly a giver, that's contributing to the world and contributing to mankind as a whole, instead of being the egotistic, self-centered, greedy, uncaring phony that you're being on a regular basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think you can see that this is really getting to me because of the fact that I deal with people every day that seem to love their misery but then want to complain about everything that's going on. All right, I talked to a gentleman this weekend. He said he hasn't watched TV in 10 years. Well, guess what? Due to the fact that that man hasn't watched TV in 10 years and has done things to positively reinforce himself, his family, and everybody around him, guess what? He now lives a life that most people dream of. He can now do things that most of us fantasize about. He can now not only provide for his family, but he can provide for other people that may need his help. And guess what? He can now do that fully and out of the kindness of his heart. If he wants to donate his time to go someplace and go to another country and do good, then guess what? He can. And he can donate money to help that particular country or that particular cause. What can you do? What are you doing? You all need to get off your tired, lazy, self-absorbed butts and do the things that you need to do to move forward, to move your life into what it needs to be. Sorry. Then again, know what? I take that back. I'm not sorry. I mean each and every word that I'm listening to. If I'm pissing you off, then you need to be pissed off. Maybe you need to be a few other things that have to do with that particular word. But let me tell you something right now. As the Lord is my witness, one day I'm going to have everything that I need to have so that I can do everything that I want to do and everything that I need to do. One day I'm going to be in the position, and that day is today, where I can help those that need help. And right now, guess what? Through the Blog Talk Radio Show, through the Zurian Show, that's what I'm giving you. If you don't like what I'm saying, then guess what? That probably means I'm talking to you. If you do like what I'm saying, then guess what? You still need to do more. You still need to get off your butt, and you still need to take a stance and do the things that you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, if somebody asks you to do something and you don't do it, guess what? You just told them to go play crazy things with themselves. You just told them to F off. That's what you did. Because you were too scared or you didn't feel that they were important enough for you to do the things that you needed to do. And I'm not talking about something that's going to hurt you. I'm not talking about something that's going to necessarily take money out of your pocket. I'm not talking about something that's against your ethics, your morals, and your sensibilities, if you even have any morals or sensibilities. I'm not talking about something that's out of character. I'm talking about the fact that the world doesn't care about you. And the world doesn't care about you until you can show the world how much you care about it. Everybody here was put here for a mission. That mission was for you to do every possible thing that you could. And let me tell you right now, especially all of you people that go to church on Sunday, talk about people Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, go to choir practice and all those other particular things, yet you got an evil heart, all right? Yet you got an evil soul, yet you do evil things. You're not going up. You're going down. Doesn't matter whether you got a big house, a Mercedes-Benz, a Porsche, a bank account that's bigger than all outdoors. If you're evil, you're evil. You know you're evil. All right? Giving up some money and then doing evil doesn't make you good. Okay? Talking about somebody that you plan not to help. It's like rubbernecking, ladies and gentlemen. It's like rubbernecking. You ever been on the highway? You're driving along, and then all of a sudden traffic just stops. Then all of a sudden you get to wherever it was that the traffic stopped, and there was nothing going on, and you're wondering why you spent hours sitting in traffic. It's because people were rubbernecking. Stop rubbernecking. You're either going to do something or you're not going to do something. If you're not going to be of service, then get the freak out the way so that the people of service can do something. All right? We have ambulances and emergency services. Those ambulances and emergency services, guess what? They're trained to do something. They're going to do something. It's their job to do something. However, you aren't trained to do nothing. You are never going to do nothing. You're not going to help anybody. And all you're rubbernecking is doing is getting in the way of somebody like me that's willing to do everything that he needs to do to move forward, to progress, to grow, to develop, and to become the person that I need to be. This is where we talk about this take action thing. This is where we talk about getting off your butt, getting off of Facebook, getting off of these other social networks and doing something positive. This is where we talk about get rid of the negative TV, put down the book. Let me explain something to you. If you're reading a book, that's a beautiful thing. all right, the fact that you're reading a book. But does that book serve you? Are you in a position where you can do what you want to do so you've got all the time in the world to read that book? Or are you just wasting time? Are you just trying to find something to fill the hours that you believe you have until the day that you stop breathing? I truly believe that that's what most people do. It's got to be. It's got to be. Because there's too much wrong in the world that isn't being fixed. And too many people complaining about that wrong that aren't doing anything to fix it. You're waiting for somebody else to step up. You're waiting for somebody else to do what they're supposed to do. You're waiting for somebody else to do this, because once they do this, you'll do that. You ladies in relationships, listen, you need to find you a person that you can truly love and that's going to truly love you. All right? You people that are waiting for somebody else to do something, you need to stop waiting and you need to do what you need to do. Because guess what? Whatever anybody else does has absolutely nothing to do with you. If they won't do what you need to do, you take that as a lesson and you do what you need to do till you're in a position where you don't have to deal with that anymore. And then when you step away from that person, you bring it to their attention. Listen, I tried to do this. I tried to do that. But you failed to step up. You failed to do what I needed you to do. You failed to honor the agreement that we had when we first started this. You failed to develop. You failed to grow. You failed to become the person that you wanted to be. So basically, since you failed me, it's time for me to move on. It's time for me to move to the next level. You know, they talk about people outgrowing each other. And I never quite understood that. I have an understanding of what that is now. The person that outgrew you is the person that was willing to take everything to the next level. It's the person that was willing to understand that the world doesn't care, but this person does. So I need to do whatever it is I need to do, all right, in a positive way, in a productive way, to help that person reach their goal. Because by that person reaching their goal, I will also be able to obtain my goals, or it will help bring me closer to the things that I need to do so that I can become the person that I need to be. In my school, I used to have a sign up on the wall. I still have it on the wall in the new school. And the sign, it's been there for years. It says, be, do, have. All right? If you will be the person that you need to be by doing the things that you need to do, you will have the things that you deserve. Now, many of you live in a big house. Many of you drive a big car, and you don't deserve it. Okay? Many of you have money. Many of you have what we would call influence, but you don't deserve it. Do you have it? Yes. But do you deserve it? No. That is the sad part. However, guess what? You really don't have anything. All you have is that big car. All you have is that little bit of money in the bank. You don't have the things that are important. You don't truly have the things that are of quality. You are a shallow shadow of the person that you could be. Unfortunately, that's many of us. Ladies and gentlemen, there was an author and a positive and motivational speaker by the name of Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn said, don't be part of the 97%. Don't be part of the 95%. He said, dream to live a life that other people dream of living. He said, dream to have a life that other people dream of living, except for make it a reality. Go for those big dreams. Have faith in yourself and know that with faith and with action, and with the proper knowledge, you can obtain anything. And with persistence, no matter what it is, eventually you'll get there. You'll make some mistakes, but you'll get there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time and your patience. And again, if this rings to anybody, take advantage. If you're in a financial problem, you need to step up and do the things you need to do. Ladies and gentlemen that listen to my show, I truly appreciate your time and patience. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. If you're looking for other ways to change your financial life, www.izig.com/zsuccess. Again, www.izig.com/zsuccess. Step forward, take control of your life. not only your financial life, your mental life, your spiritual life, your physical life, all of the above. Get out, do some exercise, start eating the right foods, and treat people right because you want to be treated right. Take care, everybody. Today starts with you. Prayer is beautiful, but action is also going to get you there. Thank you very much, everyone. And again, you have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful life. Take care. Today is now.